The most recent chapter in the saga of the Susitna may end in litigation. Minutes into a special Mat-Su Borough Assembly meeting on Tuesday night, Deputy Mayor and Assemblyman Ron Arvin made the call to move into executive session. A mere 44 minutes later, the assembly members emerged from conclave only to have Arvin announce.
I'll just jump right in here to put a little wrap on the executive session. So we got a demand letter for payment from FTA, and there are several potential solutions and responses to that. So we've asked staff to put together some additional information because we could not arrive at a conclusion without knowing some additional details, and that will be the basis of the meeting on the 21st.
The action was not a surprise. The borough received a letter last week from the Federal Transportation Administration demanding payment on millions in federal transportation grants with a 30-day deadline for payment. The assembly plans to continue its special meeting out of the public eye on August 21st during mid-afternoon, although Assemblymember Jim Sykes asked that the public be advised of the borough's potential liability if the borough has to pay the full $12 million bill.
The demand letter says that if we don't pay in 30 days, we have to pay whatever some federal published rate is. And then if we don't pay, start paying after 90 days, they'll hit us with a 6% penalty. So I think that we should understand what our total liability could be. I hope we can work our way out of this and never have to pay this, but I think that we should know what that number is. And the second thing is we should know, if we did have to pay, where that money would come from, and I think that should be all public information.
Deputy Mayor Arvin said that information would be brought forward at the next meeting. The MV Susitna was built with federal funds in a Ketchikan shipyard. It was touted in 2008 as the first E-craft or expeditionary craft, a 190-foot catamaran able to transition from high-speed hull to barge and back again. Originally, the ship was intended to be the first ice-breaking ferry to ply the waters of Cook Inlet, and the borough spent $6 million in FTA money on remodeling it for passenger use, while another $6 million went to pay for a ferry terminal building at Port McKenzie and for design, engineering, and environmental work. But the plan hit a snag some years ago when the borough and the city of Anchorage could not agree on a location for a ferry dock on the Anchorage side of Knik Arm. The ferry has been docked in Ketchikan since at borough expense. I'm Ellen Lockyer.